morning, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you had a nice evening also, and we are ready for some discussions today. I would just like to say a few words before we start our deliberations today. We had a number of very important discussions yesterday, highlighting different positions of experts in relation, of course, to the ongoing work, identifying the importance of the context of our work, as well as the importance of the mandate that we have for the current activities. This has helped very much, I think, to shape the discussions for today. I would just like to remind experts that we have 2 days left, and that the 2 days are really only 8 hours with interpretation. And in that period, we need to come to an output for this mandate, an outcome, sorry, for this mandate. I use the word very carefully, outcome. This does not necessarily mean conclusion of our activities. It means that we need to have an outcome to report to the parent body, the Working Party on Rail Transport, SC2. This outcome can take a number of forms, which I don't really need to go into at the moment. But what it does need to do is it needs to report to and inform our parent body what has and what has not been achieved during the group of expert meetings under this mandate. The report, the outcome, can then suggest to the parent body possible actions going forward, which SC2 may then choose to pursue and to adopt and to propose, of course, to ITC. For those of you who are present, you will recall that at SC2 in November of last year, the Working Party agreed a special procedure to discuss the outcomes, again, not necessarily conclusions, outcomes, of this meeting of URL in order to have a decision to propose to this year's ITC, if it was deemed necessary to do so, of course. And the point of this was to avoid delaying decisions until November 2021, which would be the next session of the Working Party of SC2, and then to ITC, of course, in 2022. We therefore have an opportunity here to keep the momentum going with this work, if this is something, of course, that experts here would like to propose as a possible way forward to the Working Party. So, having gone through really the administrative aspects I wanted to raise, I would like to say that I think we did achieve some progress yesterday. We started the discussion on the scope of application, as you had decided to do so early in the morning. And from what I could understand from the discussions, but please, of course, correct me if I'm wrong, there was a broad agreement that Article 1, Paragraph 1, subparagraphs 1 and 2, were acceptable to all parties. Again, and this is again from my understanding, it seemed that the main point of diversion on what we had discussed between the two main positions was in relation to subparagraph 3, where, of course, we didn't reach any agreement. As I think we really need to go into the details of the discussion, I would humbly suggest, Mr. Chair, that we focus our discussion this morning on the wording of this subparagraph 3. And experts consider and propose changes to this subparagraph, if they feel it is appropriate to do so, in order to consider a compromise text that may be acceptable to all parties. So that's it, Mr. Chair. That's just what I wanted to suggest for this morning. Thank you very much for your time.